2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back in. It's Cougar Sports Saturday. Matt Biamonte and Mitch Harper, May 21st. Man, these off-season shows are some of my favorite because just the stories and topics that come up are endless. You just never know where they're going to come from. And little did we know that two of the biggest and highest paid college football coaches would be teeing off against each other earlier in the week over NIL. It was wild, Mitch.
Oh, my gosh. It was amazing. It's the type of content I love. Like, I love the drama. College football is the greatest sport on the planet for stuff like this. And to set the stage, if you missed any of it, Nick Saban, the legendary coach at Alabama, he was down in Birmingham talking to, it was called the World Games 50 Days Countdown. Yeah, I don't know exactly what it was.
Yeah.
There were some prominent boosters. Alabama's play-by-play voice, Eli Gold, was the
MC
of the event. And Saban, on the last question, the last question of the hour-long event, got on the topic of NIL. And he sounded off. I don't know if we've had the commentary on this one. It was from AL.com.
Yep.
But Nick Saban sounded off that Texas A&M bought their recruiting class. And then he said, you know, we finished number two. We're doing it the right way. And goes on and on, just basically saying Texas A&M paid for their class. Jackson State with Deion Sanders, they paid $1 million to a guy. It was in the newspaper, he said. And then he's going off on Miami basketball saying they paid a bunch of people. Basically, he is not happy with this NIL collective stuff. And, of course, when you're saying blatantly that a team is cheating, it's going to get a response. I don't know if he could have expected this response, but Jimbo Fisher, the Texas A&M head coach, he had an entire night to sleep, and he still popped off like this.
First of all, I'll say it's a shame that we have to do this. It's really despicable. It's despicable that somebody can say things about somebody and an organization. More importantly, 17-year-old kids. You're taking shots at 17-year-old kids and their families. And they broke state laws. They're all money. We bought every player on this group. We never bought anybody. No rules were broken. Nothing was done wrong. It was all in the way we do things, the ethics in which we do things. And these families, it's despicable that a reputable head coach could come out and say this when he doesn't get his way. Or things don't go his way. The narcissist in him doesn't allow those things to happen. And it's ridiculous. But when he's not on top.
Whoa. Unbelievable. And the thing that's great about what Jimbo Fisher did, that, so unlike Nick Saban, that was in his setting. Jimbo Fisher was at a press conference that was called 15 minutes before the press conference took place. So when you get an impromptu presser, you know
it's going down.
Can you imagine like BYU's SID Brett Pine if Kalani's like, hey, call a press conference?
No.
Would Kalani ever sound off like that on over anything? I don't think so either. But Jimbo Fisher, whose side do you agree with here? Are you taking the side of Saban, who later apologized.
He later apologized and said, I didn't mean to insinuate that they were cheating.
Yes. He then said,
or doing anything illegal.
But he stands true to, he doesn't like NIL collectives. And if you're not familiar with those, NIL collectives are basically a group of boosters that are putting money together to basically pay for players to come to a school, which is not what NIL was intended for. So whose side are you taking?
I am. This shouldn't come as a surprise to you or anyone listening to this show, but I am 100% on the side of Nick Saban, baby, Alabama football, because he is so right. NIL, it's out of control. It is ridiculous. And here's the thing. I actually think that both people are right. I do think that Texas A&M bought the class. I really do. I don't think it was cheating, and I don't think it was illegal because it's all under NIL. So when Jimbo goes on and says we didn't do anything wrong, he's right, but he's not following the spirit of the NIL law. I believe that. And there's been enough stories circulating and rumors to believe. And look, it's also common sense. Why would Texas A&M in College Station, they haven't won anything, they're not a premier program, suddenly become a recruiting hotbed?
Yeah.
It's just that doesn't compute. That doesn't make sense.
For people that don't realize, Texas A&M signed the highest rated recruiting class ever. They signed 7 5-stars. It was an insane historic class. So by recruiting standards, it's the best ever on paper. And so, yeah, you're right. Like, they went 8-4, and I know Jimbo's won a title, but that was at Florida State, and that was 9 years ago. And it's like, oh yeah. So the years prior, you signed 1 5-star, 2 5-stars, 1 5-star, and then when NIL comes into play, you signed 7?
So who are you with?
I'm with Saban.
Yeah.
I'm with Saban, too, because I think Saban, though, got a little more emotional than he typically does. Usually he's very strategic about the way he goes about his commentary. I think he got a little bit emotional, a little bit low blow, calling out a specific university, because I'm sure you've got stuff too. And I think he is afraid because Texas money is a lot deeper pockets than Alabama money.
Yep.
Alabama boosters, I'm sure, got money, but it's not like Texas money with oil and all that. I mean, that I think he's a little bit threatened, a little bit. I think the dynasty of Alabama is still going to continue. They're going to be the best team this year, but I think he's a little bit upset that NIL's come in and knocked them off the number one recruiting class perch.
I think he's also upset, too, from the standpoint of it's just ridiculous.
He's a control freak, though.
The demands of the job, though, it's just getting insane. Like, you can't even sell a program now in some of these cases. It's all about this is what we can give you. We can give you X number of dollars. We can promise this, promise that. Like, say what you want about Nick Saban. I think that he's always had college football's intention at the top of his list. I don't think he's ever wanted to be someone who just hacks down the game for the betterment of his program. Yep. I think he's always wanted to be the best, and he's done whatever it's taken. But he's never, from what I've observed from his time at Alabama, done it at the expense of college football. And we're getting to the point now where people are abusing NIL. We are well beyond the point, Mitch, where we need some major regulation on NIL. Like, collectives, out. And up to the point, too, where money to freshmen, out. Yeah. Like, you have to have been in the university for a year to sign and profit off an NIL deal, because we can't be recruiting with this. That's not what it's for.
Yeah, I think you go maybe one semester at least.
Yeah.
And maybe drop the one-time transfer rule.
Yeah.
And then maybe you can have a little bit of control, and that can maybe give you a chance to avoid lawsuits, but that's the problem. You know, was it Judge Kavanaugh? Basically invited anyone to sue the NCAA and you'll win. So the NCAA is frightened right now.
Yep, that's a great point. It's crazy.
Let's hit on that on the other side.
Yeah, we're going to take a break. We're going to keep going on this wild Saban and Jimbo stuff. News, traffic, and weather next, back after this.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.